Fewer of us are going to church these days in Seattle, but the beautiful churches are still there, underused. That gives Nathan Marion a mission. Marion is an arts impresario. He's been rethinking the design and use of physical church spaces. He helped transform the former St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Fremont Avenue into a community art space. And this month, Abbey Arts celebrates 10 years of hosting local musicians, artists, and storytellers. He gave me a tour of the church's great hall, which still has the feeling of a sacred space. Arched beams across the ceiling, stained glass windows, hardwood floors, and that traditional church echo. Now, modern Seattle is pretty unchurched. What is the connection between the decline of organized religion here and using this building for the arts?
Well, yeah, I think in part there are very few places to gather. You know, there aren't a lot of places that I know where, you know, friends can get together and have some kind of social connection. A lot of people are kind of screaming for some kind of connection with the community in real life. And a lot of times on a given Saturday or Friday night, we just don't know where that could happen. And so I think having community spaces that are affordable, where you can get involved, you can volunteer, you know, you can have an experience with other people, they're really needed, and they're, you know, surprisingly rare, even in pretty big cities. There aren't that many venues that are like that.
What did this room look like when you came to it 10 years ago?
Well, originally, I mean, when we first got in the building, it had bunk beds. It was a shelter temporarily for Compass Housing after the earthquake. So they were here 4 or 5 years with a men's shelter. So when we came in, it was in pretty rough shape and had a sloped floor, you know, asbestos tile and, you know, pretty, not very good paint job. And so we remodeled the whole thing and transformed it into a performance space.
Let me ask you about these windows. Is this the original look?
Yeah, this is the original stained glass, as far as we know. And what I love about the windows at the Abbey is they're warm. I mean, that's kind of the design aesthetic that we're always trying to go for with our events, is a warm, welcoming kind of experience, whether that's a concert or another kind of an event. Here at the Abbey, these windows are always the backdrop for a concert. And so they just kind of give off that warmth, and the light filters through and diffuses everything, and it's not harsh and glaring like a fluorescent light.
If you're picturing red and blue stained glass, it's not that. It's got this cream, yellow, off-white, brown glow.
Yeah, exactly. We've actually found these around the city, so we're still trying to figure out who designed them originally, but they're in a few other churches.
After our walk around the Great Hall, Nathan Marion told me about something he believes, that an art space like the Abbey can improve the health of your community.
People don't talk too much about the community connection, and so we need that support of friends or family or other people in our neighborhoods, and it's somewhat less and less nowadays with everyone being, you know, on Netflix all the time or just on their screens or their devices. And I think we're all kind of starving for something in real life where we can, you know, experience something beautiful in real life, not on a screen. Hearing music in a big space that's beautiful is going to help our health in general. But doing that in a welcoming place where there's other people around has definitely helped my health, and I think a lot of people that have been involved. And I really hope that more of our community here in Seattle and King County can become more aware of that as a health issue, that we need to connect with other humans. We need to experience the arts in different forms and have that creativity kick in our brains to be really healthy.
Nathan Marion is director of the Abbey Arts Center in Seattle, marking its 10th anniversary this month at the former St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Fremont Avenue.